This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Mord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
All right, we're back with Jonathan E. Mord. He's actually here. We found a way to squeeze him in between meetings. Jonathan, my friend, I am so excited about the potential or impending government shutdown. Shouldn't we all be cheering for a government shutdown?
I think we should, Robert, because anything that slows down the pace of government operations is a good thing. Credo, notice that it only refers to what are deemed non-critical government functions. If there are government functions that are non-critical, shouldn't they be, or non-essential, shouldn't they be eliminated?
yeah, I think mothballs would be good.
Yeah. So, I think it is, it's a big political ploy. The Democrats are trying to argue that, the president is forcing the shutdown, but we all know that their insistence on renewal of the DACA program is behind this. Why they coupled government funding with the DACA bill is really a mystery to me. Clearly is their fault. If they wanted to see government continue, they just have to vote for a continuing resolution and take up the issue of DACA later, or better yet, go ahead and give us the wall. Go ahead and give Trump funding for the wall. Why not? What's the problem? Well, here's the real politic behind it. The real politics behind this, Robert, are that the Democrats derive the enormous political benefit from having illegal aliens in our country and having those aliens become citizens and vote Democratic. They overwhelmingly support the Democratic Party, and as a consequence, they're strident in their defense of sanctuary cities and other things that are just patently illegal and contrary to our law. We shouldn't allow routine violation of our immigration laws, and we shouldn't allow routine violation of our immigration laws even when they are the dictates of cities and states and other municipalities. The federal government controls who can get into the country, and it's the power of the president who can get in. And really, this whole thing is about that. And in the end, it's a political ploy. So if the Democrats quake that Trump is responsible for the government shutdown, really the truth is that they're responsible because Trump has shown a willingness to pass a continuing resolution. Having said that, a government shutdown is a good thing.
Yes.
Anything that slows down the pace of government is good. As I say, a critical function such as the military, Border Patrol, and all other essential functions of government go on.
Yes.
It's just the non-essential ones that don't.
Well, I think that it's an important distinction to make as well. I mean, if people want to go look at Mount Rushmore, Ron Paul isn't even on it, so who cares, right? You know, I'm just thinking of, you know, the complaints that could be made relative to the people looking more towards themselves and their communities and, you know, how to help one another in ways that don't require federal government infusions or interventions. But again, that concept of liberty is lost on most Americans. And the cognitive dissonance runs deep among those leftists who don't want any discussion of DACA or a border wall. All I'd say to them is open up your home to anybody to come in at any time and let them squat in there, see how you like it. And at that point, you'll begin to realize that border security is not such a bad thing.
Well, remember, it was just a couple of years ago during the Clinton administration that the Democrats wanted a wall themselves, and they were advocating greater immigration constraints and efforts at policing. They supported a number of measures that were designed to increase the protection along the borders. It just didn't materialize. Ultimate funding never came through for the final implementation of those programs. It's hypocrisy, really, that they now take this other position. The reason why they do it is solely political. They're interested in the political gains that can come from granting amnesty to all those illegals in this country who overwhelmingly will vote Democratic. And that's the real reason for it. And if it were the other way around, if they were overwhelmingly voting Republican, you can count for sure the notion that they would be strong advocates of a border wall and would be in favor of very significant vetting of people and determining whether they could come into this country. It's only because of the political benefits that come to them that they favor such lax treatment.
So let's talk about the other controversies brewing this past week. Supposedly the comments that were made in a meeting, and it was claimed that Donald Trump were talking about that he doesn't want immigration from certain S-hole countries, as he said. Now, if I look at the countries that have more S-holes, literally, you know, outdoor, basically holes where people defecate into, you look at those countries and you're saying, man, they are poor is an understatement, but how did that happen? And I also equate these countries are the least likely to defend property rights. Where property rights are defended and secure, you'll find much more of, let's say, innovation, a much more development, economic stability and such. Am I looking the wrong way at property rights as a key here?
I think that it was an unfortunate statement if made by the president, but I think really what this boils down to, had I been in the White House, I might have advised President Trump to go along these lines. So, yeah, there are. That's probably unfortunate wording I used, but let me just say I thought it was a private meeting. But nonetheless, let me tell you, there are a number of countries that are not adequately caring for their people and that don't have governments that are suitable to the task, like a republic, and that in addition are really taking advantage of their people. Tremendous corruption exists in these countries. And as a result, there's this wave of immigration that's coming across. Well, they need to get their house in order. And I just shifted right around.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't do that. And that was a mistake, a political mistake, to just let it sit there as a gaffe, sort of blinded by the deer in the headlights sort of a reaction. Nonetheless, it's much ado about very little, if anything, and I don't believe that it's a sign that he's a racist, and I don't believe that it's a sign that he thinks that those countries ought not be partners with the United States in specific examples. I just think that it's a statement of fact that these countries are poverty-stricken and are really victims of their own failure to fully embrace capitalism and to fully embrace freedom.
Yeah.
And that's the real message. The real message is, yeah, that you're right. These are wretched countries. They do mistreat their people. They do have a wave of immigration leading from their countries, emigration leading from their countries to the United States. And yes, the ultimate solution is to fix that by saying, look, wake up, be capitalistic in your economy and be a republic and avoid the corruption. But that's not how it went down, and that's unfortunate. But everything has an opportunity associated with it. The sophomoric angle that is taken by the Democrats is really amazing, and what's more amazing is that it has some traction with a lot of people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, it'll boomerang. Like, for example, this whole thing on the government shutdown. Ultimately, people are going to realize that the government shutdown was a result of the Democrats digging in their heels, saying that unless there was a DACA bill, they wouldn't go for it. And I believe a significant minority, if not a majority of Americans, really do not like the whole idea of sanctuary cities and don't like the concept of an open border.
Indeed, indeed. Well, we always like to talk and argue in on a basis of principle. And sometimes in politics, maybe more often than not, it's about yelling at one another or claiming gotcha moments at one another. And, you know, that's why I brought up the concept of property rights, private property, how essential that is to protection of liberty, right? The ultimate liberty, of course, is your private property, your body. And, of course, we've seen violations of that within the medical police state here in America, which is intriguing to me because something happened just earlier today. I know you haven't had a chance to see this, but Trump is going to let health practitioners skip procedures based on religious grounds. In other words, if there's a procedure like abortion that they're fundamentally opposed to, because of their religious beliefs, they can't be required just because they're doctors to do that. And to me, that's a protection of fundamental religious liberties upon which our nation was founded.
Of course. Look, if your religious scruples deny you the freedom to do something because it offends your fundamental values and your what you understand to be the commandments of your God, the government of the United States should not be in the position of overriding that, either through the judiciary or through direct action by the state. Otherwise, we get into a situation where the government can compel any individual to do anything it wants based on the notion of a fundamental right or a compelling interest, and you'll find even more fundamental things violated. For example, what if it is the case, let's say, that there is a disaster in a state and the federal government comes in and decides that all able-bodied people, even on Sunday, should be involved in some sort of commercial activity to help fund or support efforts at fixing the disaster. Well, there's certain people who believe that they cannot work on Sundays, and to force them to violate their religious scruples at force of arms or otherwise to perform is a fundamental violation of their religious liberty, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you are a physician working for the government, physician in private practice or whatever, or you're just a baker making wedding cakes, you ought not be forced to violate whatever your religious scruples are to accommodate someone who wants you to do something that's against your scruples. There's no offense to a person, let's say, who's gay, if they come in and they ask for a wedding cake and you say, look, I don't believe, my religion dictates that marriage is between a man and a woman, and I'm sorry to inform you that I won't violate my religious dictates by making a wedding cake. I can make you another cake, but a wedding cake I can't make for you because I can't be a participant in it violates the ordinance of marriage prescribed by my church.
Right. Stand by. Jonathan, we're up on a break here. I always love discussing these principles with you, and hopefully they'll drive that insight deeper into those who are willing and open to hear these messages outside of the emotions that the mainstream media is trying to ply on you. Focus on the message and the principles. We'll be back with Jonathan E. Moore after this. Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Jonathan Emord is back, and we are continuing with the Sacred Fire of Liberty now. Great discussion, Jonathan, on religious freedom. We had a celebration, I believe, on Monday's show or Tuesday's show. There was a Virginia resolution back, Thomas Jefferson, Madison involved in a religious freedom, a real construct in that state many, many years ago now. And I love these topics because they bring back to me the true origin, our really founding principles. Yeah, we've heard taxation without representation. I'm not going to limit the discussion, but the reality is our freedom to move about the Earth cabin or the American cabin without hindrance when it comes to our belief systems, as long as our beliefs don't violate the beliefs of others.
I mean, look at this. Let's say you are a Protestant minister and you marry people. All right, your religious dictates and your Protestant faith, or let's say you're a Catholic priest. The dictates of your religious denomination say that you may not marry a person who is of the same gender, and that's just the way it is in your church. A gay couple comes in and says, look, Father, I want to be married in this Catholic church. And he says, I'm sorry, you can be married elsewhere, or you can be married in a civil process if the state allows it. But as for the Catholic Church, we at the Catholic Church do not marry people of the same gender. Under the logic that drove this action against the baker, you would be compelled as a Catholic Church to accept that you must marry people of the same gender, or any other church. Now, that violates the fundamental religious tenets of the priest, of the church, and so forth. Religious tenets are not necessarily nice. They may, in the sense of being acceptable for everybody, and they may require people who don't smoke to be members, and people who smoke not to be members, or people who drink not to be members, or they may have various restrictions on what you do on Sunday and so forth. A person who cannot abide by that because they say, look, my gay lifestyle or my other lifestyle compels me to do something opposite, well, they're free to do those things in our society, mm-hmm. provided they don't hurt someone, but they're not free to compel other people to be complicit in it. They're not free to compel me to sell you something that would violate my religious tenets. In this case, it's a Christian bakery. The woman says, no, I won't do this, in the case of a church or whatever. So in order to recognize respect for the religious rights of individuals, we must defend their rights against those who would require them, in commerce or otherwise, mm-hmm. to violate their principles in service to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a different thing when I walk into that bakery and I say, I'm Christian and I want a wedding cake, and the person says, oh, you're black, you can't have a wedding cake. The difference is this. That does not offend the religious principles of this person that you're black. The color of your skin doesn't affect the religious principles. The point here is the gay people could have gone in and purchased a cake. In fact, I think they did buy cakes from the place. It's not that they're gay that she's saying they can't buy a cake. It's that they want her to make their wedding cake. In other words, they want her to contribute to the creation of something that is for the ordinance of marriage, which is a religious ordinance that offends her religious scruples.
Right, right. Well, and it's an important distinction to make, Jonathan, because I don't think, again, the mainstream media, the way they report it, is nothing like the discussion we're having here. And all the credit in the world goes to the Trump administration, in my opinion, for a memorandum for all executive departments and agencies that was submitted by Jeff Sessions on October 6th of 2017. And basically it says, the president has instructed me to issue guidance interpreting religious liberty protections in federal law as appropriate. Executive order number 13798, and he goes into as well the entire thing. Consistent with that instruction, I'm issuing this memorandum and appendix to guide all administrative agencies and executive departments in the execution of federal law. So they're trying to not impose violations of religious liberty in the actions of what the federal government is doing. And that's
let me jump on something else.
Mm-hmm.
Robert, let me jump on something else. Now, recently the Trump administration tried to prevent transgender people from coming into the military. And the idea was that, look, if we're required to allow transgender people in the military, we'll be required to pay for their operations to be transgender. A person could suddenly say when they're in the military, I identify myself with another gender, and so you're going to have to pay for that. And now they're caught in a quandary because a federal court ordered them to allow transgender people in the military.
All right, hold on, Jonathan. We're up on a break. It gets more cliffhangery here by the segment. We're going to talk about the controversies of the transgender agenda and how does that relate to religious freedom or the taxpayer funding surgery procedures in the Senate. Boy, we don't shy away from stepping into some controversy here, folks. We'll be right back with more Jonathan E. Morton.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Here we go, Jonathan E. Moore, Sacred Fire of Liberty. We are talking about the principles of religious liberty and expanding this into the controversial arenas within the mainstream media of this whole idea of banning transgenders from the military. You were going into the reference point of taxpayer funding for gender assignment or reassignment surgeries. I'm not even sure where you're going totally with this, but I'm totally fascinated.
All right, well, let me just say that I think it's a boneheaded idea to say for the military, because they walk right into a constitutional dilemma when they say you can't be in the military because you're gay, you can't be in the military because you're transgender, you can't be in the military because you're female. I think what they need to do is say, yes, you can be in the military, anybody can, but the point is you cannot communicate about your gender preferences as part of your work here in the military. You can't say you're heterosexual. You can't explain your heterosexuality. You can't say you're homosexual. You can't explain your homosexuality. Can't say you're transgender. Can't explain that. Because it has nothing to do with the military mission, conflicts with the military mission, which is to turn you into an automaton who is not gender-based, but who is a soldier who will kill. And so because that's our aim, to turn you into the best possible soldier, I don't care whether you're transgender.
Sure.
I don't care whether you're gay. Just don't do it in public. Don't make it disrupt the military decorum. Don't affect other soldiers.
Can you do the job? Can you rise to the level?
And do your job.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Then, yeah. Now, this is even more controversial.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I stated many years ago, and it's now gone by the wayside, but I still believe it. Now, look. Why should we allow women into combat roles in the military? All right. If a woman is not capable of procreation, I have absolutely no problem with that. If a woman is capable of procreation, could be raped and forced to bear children in captivity by someone like Kim Jong-un and his people, who rape their own female soldiers, allow rapes of their own female soldiers, that is imposing a horrific problem on innocents, that is, unborn children, as well as on our society, because they could be held hostage. People can be put into a difficult situation. We can be, you know, so that's why I'm opposed to allowing women who are fertile and who can bear children mm-hmm. from being in combat roles in the military, because it creates the distinct opportunity. I mean, you can rape a male, but there's no offspring. It's horrible.
Right. You're talking about the visiting on an innocent, a child who would be born of such circumstance. It's not something that's discussed or talked about much anywhere. So it's a fascinating perspective and a dilemma that it could put a female of childbearing years and able to bear children in should they be captured by an enemy.
I remember many years ago in law school when I first brought this up, there was this just sort of flippant, as is common in this discussion, this flippant notion that, oh my goodness, it's a violation of the equal rights of women to be able to be in the military. They should be able to be in the military and in all functions of the military. Then I raised this point, and people kind of stood back. They didn't have an answer for it. They just said, oh, gee, that's still gender discrimination. Oh, no, that's just another excuse. Oh, you could mistreat men in horrific ways and put that on television or whatever and broadcast it, and it would make people feel bad. Oh, you could hold a son hostage just like, you know, a full adult in the military. No, there's a fundamental difference. Forcing a woman to bear a child in captivity by an enemy and to enslave that child or keep it in a state of bondage, and to bear multiple children, and to be raped repeatedly in order to produce those children, in order to create this horrific thing. I mean, you could see ISIS doing this. You can see anybody doing this. This is why women of childbearing age should not be allowed to be in the military. And then when it comes to abilities, look, you shouldn't lower standards regardless. Never lower standards. So that if a male can't do some physical thing that's necessary for the performance of top-notch, you know, service, then they're out. If a female can't, they're out.
All right.
They shouldn't be gender-specific, criteria that give go to one gender or another.
I wonder, Jonathan, if Israel has dealt with these issues, you know, because there are women in, I believe, combat roles as well. My mother served in the Israeli military, although she was in the police force at the time years ago. But it's a fascinating discussion. I think things for people to think about that, Jonathan, you'd never related to us on the air before, so I appreciate that very much. Now, if I could, I would like to transition to the threats here back home in terms of on our soil of our federal government attacking, once again, our freedoms, and I could even call them religious freedoms, to choose the kind of healing we want. Recently, pronouncements by Scott Gottlieb and the FDA to say homeopathy is dangerous. We have to curtail it. We have to limit its ability to be in the market, on the market, people to access it, doctors to use it. Are you investigating what the basis is for them to, is this could a threat to overturn the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act? Or is this ignoring that altogether and just saying, hey, we'll just regulate it out of existence no matter what was said in the FDNC?
This is a callous disregard of what the statute requires. They're amending the FDA, as it commonly has done throughout the years, but now it's rather shocking coming from this administration, is essentially asking to amend the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act without undergoing congressional amendment. They want to do it on their own. And the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act from the 1930s forward has recognized homeopathy as a legitimate alternative to conventional medicine. Right in the Act, homeopathy is provided for. Well, the FDA has no statutory power to alter that paradigm, and when it undertakes an initiative such as this one, it flies in the face of the statute, violates it, and ought to be forced to back down. I mean, this is a move that members of Congress like Rand Paul ought to take and carry, because it is a situation where homeopathy is of benefit to an enormous millions of people. Homeopathy, in fact, is the primary medical treatment in Europe, first line of treatment in Europe. It has been with us forever. There are no people screaming that they're dying from homeopathic drugs. There are 240,000 or more that are dying annually, as are reported, from FDA-approved drugs, non-homeopathic. There's no great brouhaha or hue and cry about all the drugs that have been exposed to have been improperly approved despite significant adverse effects, or even corrupt actions by the FDA to approve drugs that the staff has said are too unsafe to be approved. Numerous instances of those things. So why are we creating what is a problem out of nothing? There is no major problem here, and yet they're trying to drive it out. Why? Well, because it's in the interest of the drug industry that makes conventional drugs to get rid of a source of competition that they've had since the 1930s. Of course it is. And so the commissioner here is working as a handmaiden to the pharmaceutical industry, which is not a surprise when you look to his background, to drive out of existence homeopathy. So, but he should be chastened by the Act. There right. should be litigation against this agency to chase him by the Act. Also, he's using a very disingenuous method. He's using a guidance. Mm-hmm. We criticized, and the president has criticized, the prior administration for relying on guidances to create legislative rules that are enforced by the government against people without affording anybody notice and comment in the rulemaking process. That's what's happening here. They're adopting through guidance a change, fundamental change, violates even the statute, an amendment of the statute by virtue of a guidance document. Not even allowing notice and comment rulemaking, and more importantly, litigation, which is allowed under the Administrative Procedure Act, but is not allowed for a guidance document.
Yeah,
very dishonest.
I think that there is a comment period or something going on right now where people can submit. I don't know.
You can submit comments, but it's for a guidance. You can't appeal from them.
Right, right. So do you feel like what Scott Gottlieb and the FDA are doing here is a done deal, no matter how much commentary goes in? It doesn't matter, and they're just basically writing
the
script.
Yes, Congress needs to shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
Congress needs to shut it down and really to take Gottlieb to task for this.
And does anybody have, that you know, access to the Trump administration? Because this seems to be the antithesis of what Trump wanted, more regulation, more stifling of innovation and freedom.
Yeah, I think his name's Robert Scott Bell. So anyway, Robert... Get in his ear.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it, my friend. So I have some homeopathic groups that I'm going to be spotlighting on the show. Even next hour, we're going to be talking about strategically how to do it. Now, of course, your area, Jonathan, as an attorney, litigation, suing this out. You've beaten the FDA back more than anybody on record. Yet, despite that, they disobey even the court order. So I agree with you. Congress should shut it down, but I also look at the concept of nullification.
You know, the president could shut it down. The president could shut it down. All he'd have to do is pick up the phone or have one of his aides pick up the phone and tell Gottlieb, hey, knock it off. And that'd be that.
Yeah. So so a lot of our efforts should be in reaching the president through all the means we can.
Sure.
To put word
this is an executive branch agency. The FDA is a dictatorship. There's just one man there. He answers to the President of the United States. He also answers to the Congress of the United States for his actions. And the President can very quickly end this whole thing by just picking up the phone and telling Gottlieb, hey, I don't like the guidance you just did. It violates the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. Revoke it. And then Gottlieb would very dutifully salute the President and go over and revoke the guidance.
All right, folks, you've heard it from Jonathan Ebord. That's one of the key ways to combat this. I'm not trying to limit anybody's action here because I know a lot of people in my audience, in our audience, are concerned, as you should be. But I don't want you to spin your wheels and think that just commenting through the on the guidance, as Jonathan really, you made that nuanced argument. It's very important to distinguish, right? This is not something that they have to take into consideration or is appealable. When you sue it out, once the guidance goes in, they can basically say, well, look, nothing we can do here. And this is how they've done it in the past.
Right. That's right.
Tremendous insight. And, of course, you know, Jonathan, you would be willing to sue it out. But, of course, you also know the limitations on even using the courts, even though that's what you do.
Well, what will happen is they create these guidance documents. And guidance documents are not supposed to be guidelines for enforcement. Any new enforcement initiative should come about through rulemaking. But what they do is they just adopt it as the enforcement criteria, and they go run around the country and shut everything down.
Yeah.
As soon as a company gets attacked, that's when lawyers like me pop in and
right.
And
a little
sue
late. Let's make sure it doesn't have to happen. But folks, we're going to be back. Wrap up the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour with Jonathan Ebord after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today. with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, wrapping it up here with Jonathan Ebord. Check him out at ebord.com. And, of course, linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. All the wonderful sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Jonathan, on that religious liberty front, this morning, what we saw in the government meetings talking about religious liberty and health care and healing, I think it could be applied also where they're mandating vaccination despite religious objection. So that's another area where we're going to see some positive things happen.
Yep, you bet, and they should do that.
Yeah.
They ought to have federal legislation that compels that and overrides California's decision to the contrary, to protect individual liberty.
Yeah, absolutely. So, folks, there's good things happening. Of course, we are in the worlds of duality. That's why we talked about the FDA attempt under the Trump administration and the FDA, I call them the Fear and Death Administration. Gottlieb is living up to those words or down to them, that there are ways we need to push back, go direct to Trump on this, message him about this, and he might call him back to the carpet like his intent is clearly to reduce regulation, not increase the burden, and freedom in health care seems to be something that he would be concerned about. Now, Jonathan, I understand you're working on an unnamed article for an unnamed press publication, so we're not going to blow that because that doesn't probably come out till next month, but it's indicated by, I think General Mattis put some pronouncement out recently.
Actually, it's a senior enlisted advisor to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Command Sergeant Major John Wayne Troxell of the United States Army.
Okay.
He is a battle-hardened veteran, highly distinguished and decorated veteran. And this is just wonderful. So he sends a New Year's message to ISIS on the Army's Facebook page on January 9th. And this is what it says. It shows you what a huge contrast with the Obama administration, which told us we'd have ISIS with us forever. Basically, it was the new normal. We ought to get used to it. This is what they said. Remember now, this administration in 6 months has virtually taken ISIS out everywhere on earth. All right, here we go. This is what he writes to ISIS on January 9th on his Facebook page. ISIS needs to understand that the joint force is on orders to annihilate them. So they have two options should they decide to come up against the United States, our allies and partners. Surrender or die. If they choose not to surrender, then we will kill them with extreme prejudice by dropping bombs on them, shooting them in the face, or beating them to death with our entrenching tools. They cannot win, so they need to choose what it's going to be. That's what I call the United States at its best. We are telling a mortal enemy they're going to die. We're not going to die. You're going to die. And that's fantastic. What a change of pace from the Obama years. What a huge, tremendous thing for the United States to have virtually annihilated ISIS from the face of the earth, be on the brink of rendering them extinct, and to send this message to them, surrender or die, and let them know how they're going to die. Good deal.
Well, this was a definite, distinct difference in the rules of engagement, because we were told under the Obama administration that this would be a perpetual war, it would never end, we'll be fighting like this forever, and Trump comes in and says, no, I don't think so. Generals, what do we got to do here to take care of this problem?
Absolutely. He told General Mattis that he could use whatever force was necessary to completely annihilate ISIS and other terrorist groups, that was our objective. And that he should not feel constrained. He gave him further. Now we're at the point where these rules of engagement have been ditched, which is good. I mean, soldiers were having to sit there, call on a cell phone up to command when they have their weapon trained on a terrorist, and explain why they think the person's a terrorist, why they need to have authorization. 15 minutes later, they would be given authorization. The terrorist would be gone.
Yeah.
None of that nonsense is going on. This is not a political war anymore. This is a war the military has been given the freedom to win, and they are winning it. We have the greatest military on earth.
Yeah. So, Jonathan, we got less than a minute to go. Is there any other words of wisdom you want to share or anything that you're taking on people need to know about?
Well, I just think that people need to cherish freedom and understand all this nonsense they hear about the need for government to do this and that, to protect certain groups, to advance the interests of some groups over other groups. In the end, what we need is protection for individual liberty. We need to be a free people. That's the purpose of government, to protect liberty. And my goodness, let's keep this tax cut going. We're not there yet. We need to reduce taxes yet again, but we're going to see the biggest boom in economic activity in the coming years thanks to this tax cut. And the Democrats are dead set against it, and that should be the basis for decision come the midterms in 2018.
All right, folks, another great episode of the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Thank you, my friend Jonathan E. Moore. Keep up the great work there in your defense of liberty. We appreciate that so much. And remember, folks, the power to heal and make these changes is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
People search the Internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive Internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the Internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.